classically, because we're thinking, you know, we're able to see a position and follow it and see a position and follow it. So the more you can just be aware, that's where the real choreography is.
Well, that's the sound of the Nashville Ballet and final rehearsals for three contemporary dances to be presented beginning Friday as part of a program entitled Attitude. One of the featured dances is a new piece created by a choreographer who's well-known to mid-state audiences, Gina Patterson. The ballet's Sharon Mahoney says the National Endowment for the Arts agreed to fund Patterson's new dance because it involves a unique collaboration.
We're pairing her with Matthew Perryman Jones, which is a local singer-songwriter, and also Emily Leonard, who's a local visual artist. And the NEA granted us funding to be able to create this ballet and put these three artists together all on stage live at the same time.
Another of the show's three dances is one that's proven to be a local favorite. Choreographer Sarah Slipper created a dance some years ago for the Nashville Ballet called Plowing the Dark.
And it's actually based on the life of Anton Chekhov, who apparently he and his wife never were together, so their whole relationship was basically done through letters.
Plowing the Dark is a duet and will be danced by Nashville Ballet veterans Sadie Bo Harris and John Uplegger. In recent months, the companies performed two classical ballets, Sleeping Beauty and The Nutcracker. Uplegger says it's difficult to jump from classical to contemporary dance, but it's a challenge he enjoys.
You've got to be able to have a very strong classical ballet background, and then at the same time, you know, you're working these more contemporary, modern type movements for the next series. So that's really what sort of drives me to keep going as a dancer. I love that kind of versatility.
The third and final dance is by choreographer Dominic Walsh and is entitled The Whistling. The company started learning the dance just 2 weeks ago when Walsh arrived in Nashville.
What do the shoulders really have to do? Like, don't think they only can go...
It's possible because it is an existing work, so that helps us. He knows exactly how much time he needs to stage it, and he can get the material out quickly and then begin working on the dancers for perfecting it.
The Nashville Ballet's Attitude will appear at the Tennessee Performing Arts Center beginning Friday for 3 days of performances. For showtimes and ticket prices, visit NashvilleBallet.com. Good afternoon. This is Mike Osborne in the WMOT newsroom. Time is now 1 minute past three. We'll send you back to All Things Considered in just a couple of minutes. Right now, all around Middle Tennessee with WMOT. Today we take you to the Nashville Ballet, where rehearsals are underway for a performance that begins this weekend.